Hi, my name is Bruce Heyer. I'm the Member of Parliament for Thunder Bay Superior North. I'm an NDP rookie in the House of Parliament. And I, this year, introduced a private member's bill, Bill C-311, which is called the Climate Change Accountability Act, which is a science-based bill. It's not based on politics. It's not based on opinions. Or if it's based on opinions, it's based on the opinions of 2,500 top scientists from around the world who are on the IPCC, which stands for the International Panel on Climate Change, which advises the United Nations on climate issues. When I say it's a science-based bill, takes the opinions and the science of those scientists and turns their recommendations for the minimum that is needed to be done and turns it into law to pretty much force this and future governments to do what is necessary to keep our increases in global climate change to a maximum of 2 degrees Celsius. Now, how does it do that? It does not prescribe how. It doesn't get into carbon capture and storage versus cap and trade versus anything else. That will come later. What it does is it establishes 1990 as a base year, partly because that's a convention, but also by using 1990 as a base year, we don't penalize those countries and those industries and those corporations who've already stepped up to the plate and reduced their greenhouse gases as per the Kyoto Accord. It takes that base year of 1990, and it requires, in an orderly fashion, through a process, that over the next 11 years, in 2020, that we have a reduction from 1990 levels for greenhouse gases of 25%. Then in 2050, which is 41 years from now, the target would be an 80% reduction from 1990 targets. So they're very significant reductions, but according to the scientists, it's the minimum that we need to do in order to save our planet, or at least save our civilization. The planet will probably survive, but many species, including our own, probably won't if we don't heed the call of these scientists.
And why is it so essential that we have this type of legislation in Canada?
It's essential that we have this legislation for many reasons. One is for investor confidence. Another is so that we have a plan, a strategy, and then a mechanism for getting to the targets that we need to meet. It's necessary because a number of governments, both liberal and conservative governments, over the last several decades have paid lip service, in the case of the liberals, and not even that in the case of the conservatives, to the need to reduce greenhouse gases, but have not stepped up to the plate and done what is needed to make sure that we get there. So the liberal government, the previous liberal governments, committed to Kyoto reductions, and instead of reductions, of course, we had huge increases. So Canada is way at the back of the pack. We are we're the worst greenhouse gas polluters in the world. We emit more greenhouse gases per capita than any other nation on Earth, and that's not all about having a cold climate. It's about not getting serious. So all of us need to get serious from the top to the bottom, from the average person on the street and in the car and on the bicycle all the way up to the Prime Minister. And so this sets out clear targets that hopefully we will meet.
And just going back to your previous comment, why is there this myth that Canada... at least globally, there's a perception that Canada is doing its part, and I think that myth, I don't exactly know where that myth is coming from. Can you speak to that?
Well, globally, there's no such myth. People all around the globe know that Canada and the United States are a total failure on controlling greenhouse gases. There's a myth in Canada that we're doing our part, and so nothing works in politics, at least in the short term, for some people sometime, like the big lie. And so pretending that we're doing our part is just simply not true. We're not only way behind the pack, we're getting further behind the pack all the time. So this bill would move us from the back of the pack to the front of the pack, at least in principle.
So give me a little bit of background, too, about do other countries have similar legislation on the books? Is this something that would put us in line with legislation in other countries, in other European countries, for example?
I don't know the answer to that question. I wish I did. I know that other countries have made the commitments, you know, politically, but whether they've backed it up with hard legislation like this, I'm not absolutely certain. I'll hold on just 1 minute, Andrew.
Okay.
The one exception that I am aware of is that the United Kingdom has enacted in legislation targets that are even more stringent than the ones we're talking about in Bill C-311.
Okay.
But other than the United Kingdom, I think it's been mostly treaties, agreements, political promises, both written and verbal. The only one that's really put their legislation where their mouth is the United Kingdom, as far as I know.
Right. And so the NDP is really trying to get this bill passed before the conference in Copenhagen coming up in December. And why is it so important that this is passed prior to that conference?
Well, I don't see this as an NDP bill. I like to think of it as a bipartisan bill, a nonpartisan bill. Some of the Liberals, most of the Liberals in their hearts support it. They voted for it at second reading. All of the Bloc voted for it at second reading, and all of the NDP voted for it at second reading, and the Conservatives are not likely in our lifetimes to vote for it. It's really not about right versus left. It's really about right versus wrong in the future of the planet. So it's a private member's bill, not an NDP bill. And I hope, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe at some point the Conservatives will even come on side. A number of Conservatives have said to me, well, Mr. Heyer, we don't really need a bill like this because carbon capture and storage are going to take care of the problem. And we're investing money and technology in carbon capture and storage in Alberta, and that'll take care of it. And I come back with, great, if that'll take care of it, then this bill shouldn't bother you at all. If you're really confident that we can do it through carbon capture and storage or any method, then you should be supporting these targets. Because the Prime Minister has agreed publicly, when he met last with the G8, keep our temperature increases to a maximum of 2 degrees Celsius. According to the scientists, if we're really going to meet that target of not more than a 2 degrees Celsius increase, we have got to reduce our greenhouse gases on the order of magnitude or more of what's in this bill.